ever catch yourself eating the same flavorless dinner 3 days in a row? Dreaming of something better? Well, HelloFresh is your guilt-free dream come true, baby. It's me, Keke Palmer. Let's wake up those taste buds with hot, juicy pecan-crusted chicken or garlic butter shrimp scampi. Mm. Hello Fresh. Stop dreaming of all the delicious possibilities and dig in at HelloFresh.com. Let's get this dinner party started.
Welcome to the Thinker Girls Pod Channel. I'm Stacey June. There's no one else here. Well, is there? You'll never know. I am really excited to introduce our summer session series. Basically, we've gone back through the episodes of the year and picked the ones that we've liked. I think it's really important that we share that our team has helped us pick these too. Obviously, you're in these interviews and you're having these incredible chats and you're having connection and moments between Merce and myself, but also the guests. And it's nice to reflect on what were the takeouts or what were the moments that connected to you guys and what were the moments that connected to our team. A big shout out to Jordan and Abby, who have been so integral in putting together our episodes this year. And you may have come into contact with them for different competitions or different emails that you've sent. They are remarkable and very talented, and we're very grateful to have them as a part of what we do here at the Thinker Girls. But yeah, let me introduce you to the first or second or third or fourth or fifth, depending on how many you've binged, interview from 2018. Hopefully you're sitting back and relaxing. Hopefully you've been able to stop and have a moment where things slow down for you and you're holding your loved ones a little bit tighter and letting your hair down a bit, whatever way that is. It might just be sitting outside for longer than usual or having that extra cocktail that you really are very good at during the week generally. Whatever it is, hope you're enjoying it and hope you enjoy this interview. Welcome to the Thinker Girls Pod Channel. I am Stacey June.
And I am Christy Mercer. And you are you.
Yes.
So thanks for being you and listening to whatever the hell you want. And that just happens to be us.
The Pod Channel is a place where we drop all kinds of interesting things, what we think interesting anyway, about our lives, our guest lives, and of course, your lives.
Yeah, it doesn't matter what it is, but most days of the week, you've got to be getting different bits and pieces that interest us, and as Stace said, hopefully interest you too. So all you need to do is subscribe and bam, this just pops up right there.
Yes, yes, yes. Hope you had a lovely Easter, everyone. Today's episode features the CEO of a website that I think most of you have dropped by at some point, and that is Style Runner.
Yeah, the CEO and founder of that particular company, Julie Stefania.
She found it with her twin sister, actually. I didn't know they were twins. I would have said that to her when she came in.
I don't know,
boyfriend's
twins either.
A twin. My mum's a twin. I'm surrounded by twins.
But she, I think it, when we saw her speak probably about a year ago, do twins refer to their twins as twins, or do they often just say brother or sister? Because I just remember her saying the word sister.
Maybe.
Do you know what I mean? Like, yeah. Does your boyfriend or does your fiance, does he say my twin or does he say my brother?
I think he says my brother.
Yeah, see, false advertising, bro.
Right, interesting. We wanted to talk to Julie. She was involved and is involved in a campaign that has been put on by Elizabeth Arden, which is all about empowering women today. Actually, and Reese Witherspoon fronts the campaign.
Yeah, the march
and
on
the
campaign.
And the quote that she says, yeah, it's hashtag together we march on, is there's something incredibly powerful about red lipstick.
Mm.
It's an International Women's Day event, and it was incredible that we got offered so many different guests for this particular initiative, I suppose, and so many people had put their name to it. Julie, we both saw speak at an event probably about a year ago, Colours and Coconuts in Sydney, and the way that she spoke about running a business and the openness she had to how she'd learned the things she'd learned was quite inspiring.
Oh, yeah. That was one of the ones where we walked away and we just go, she's pretty actually incredible, like, to hear her story. And as you say, yeah, figuring shit out as she went along.
We We spoke to her and got down to the nitty-gritty of some hardcore entrepreneurial questions. How it is to run a business, how she goes with managing, how she feels about how the business affects her personal life. She's a straight shooter. She came in, we didn't have a lot of time with her, and got out such an incredible amount of information.
Yeah, there is something about her energy where she's like, all right, I'm giving of my time, but also let's make the most of this.
That's right.
Which we absolutely did. And we can't wait for you to hear this, because I think for a lot of people that are not just chicks, but anybody looking at starting their own business, their own thing, she gives really practical advice and really honest takeouts from the journey she's been on the last few years too.
I hope you enjoy it. Okay, Julie Stefania. Are you ready for a Thinker Girls question fire off?
I am. Shoot away.
Oh, you've got your water bottle ready to... Is that because you're ready and raring to go?
Yeah, I'm ready to, like, you know, just go at it.
Oh, that's excellent.
And it's Luna charged water. Very.
What's that mean?
Please talk to us about
that.
I don't know.
I feel like this was literally a marketing ploy and they put it out in a full moon one day.
Oh, I was about to say, it's got something to do with it. It's like how my period synced with the moon that time.
I've been trying to do that. I've been sleeping with my window open to try and do it. Still hasn't happened.
That seems really lovely. Don't tell me it fell out of sync with that.
No, I did.
No.
Yes, I know.
It would have been really lovely.
I know. We just did a whole podcast on my endometriosis, so it'll really bang you around that kind of stuff. So it was quite impressive that we even got there, but yeah, I mean, look, I'm buying it to some degree.
Look, it is alkaline, yes, so that's a plus.
Exactly.
I don't even really know what that means, but I know it's good.
Alkaline and drinking out of particular water bottles is as far as I go.
Yeah,
there's like particular ones with those. Anyway, that's not what we're here to talk about.
Okay, so let's get stuck into this, because there'll be so many people wanting to hear it, and we can't wait to get stuck into your brain. And this is exciting for us to really speak to women that inspire us and that inspire a lot of people. Because I think there's a bit of...
I think inspire can be thrown out too, like thrown out a lot. Like the words inspire, empower. Mm. And I think when you say that, Merce, sorry to interrupt, it's like legit kind of blood, sweat and tears inspire.
We don't throw that word around on the reg or loosely. We saw you at an event actually probably over a year ago now. We walked out, we were like, who was that bitch? She was amazing.
I heard you guys talking about it. You talked about the dove thing that I shared. Do you remember the birds?
Yeah.
I heard someone told me that you guys were on the radio talking about that segment I shared, and I was like, what the thing?
Yeah. Well, that's a whole,
that's
like
so
a whole...
good. So I was inspired by you girls, and you girls were talking about me, and it was a whole, yeah, it went full circle.
Oh, it's an inspiration circle.
Straight on. I had to get down in my car. I literally ran downstairs from my apartment, because I don't know, we didn't have, you know, much radio in our house. We listened to, you know, CDs and whatever, Spotify or whatever. And I literally ran downstairs and turned it on and couldn't believe my ears.
And the birds thing that you're talking about was when you were explaining about managing. And that's what we're interested in, and what I'm sure a lot of people would be interested in.
Oh, that's
about.
Right, because we did it with our team.
Yeah, how do you learn, as somebody that's never managed a team, how do you learn those skills? Because it's not something that you're taught at school.
No. I mean, I had so much learning to do, but it was just kind of finding myself in new situations and trying to, okay, how do I fix this one now? And first thing I do, I turn to either people that I know that have been in that situation before. And so lucky for me, I learned that from my big sister who's in the business. And she has been a people coach for many years. And she kind of said, let's do this with a team. But otherwise, Twitter, I find a lot of thought leaders on all different areas. So, I mean, that's kind of Googling in a way, just a different channel. So I research everything, you know, whether it's how do you deal with conflict, how do you deal with, getting people to change their behavior, whatever it is, I think about it as, you know, kind of a science, and I just go and try and find that answer. It's really boring and it takes so much time, but I like to say this quote, which is, when you're not working, you should be learning. So it unfortunately takes time. You just got to look into it. There's so much knowledge out there around every single topic. You don't have to look far.
Have you literally Googled the words, how do you manage a team?
Well, I have bought books on it. So the Harvard Business Review, it's actually, that's kind of a shortcut for you right there. They have all of these books on how do you do, you know, culture, managing teams, motivating people, literally little Bibles on them. I've read many of those, and I also follow them on Twitter. That's one of the ones on Twitter. I like things, and that's for me like a bookmark to come back and read whole article when I have time. So you've got that little area where you've liked things. That for me is my reading list, and 90% of it I reckon would be the Harvard Business Review, HBR, whatever they are on Twitter.
It's interesting because you do have the ability to have your own course really online now, don't you?
Yeah. Yeah. Absolutely, there's so much out there. Yeah, I do Google lots of strange things.
And so you've had this, any other that you'd like to mention? That was a wide open door. What's the most strange? What would be strange?
So when I was the original buyer at StyleRunner. So the first couple of years, I have no history in buying. And I would also go to conferences and sit in the front row and just like write down every word that came out of some expert's mouth. And at one time someone said, you know, kind of we manage the OTB. And I was like, what's OTB?
Over the bridge?
That's what I would have thought.
I was close to it. You know, it's open to buy. And so I looked that up after the conference and like, what is an open to buy? And things like, you know, how should I manage a merchandise strategy and things like that. So without the resources to bring in additional team members who had all that expertise, I literally Googled how do you buy?
Yeah,
what is
right.
an open to buy? How do I manage the allocation of funds between different brands and different categories? So if you need to, it's there.
Yeah, so it is there. And I think sometimes we hide the things that we Google. We're very private about that.
Yeah.
But the fact that you can get Harvard business lists and there are access to a lot of great things. I think online really does get a bad rap a lot of the time, and we don't really focus on the opportunity that it can give you.
100%. I think you can read, I don't know, 20 articles a month or so on Harvard Business Review for free, but that's still 20 articles mm-hmm. that, you know, literally could be in a book. It's high quality stuff that you can absolutely access for free. So there's a lot.
Hey, I'm Ryan Reynolds. At Mint Mobile, we like to do the opposite of what Big Wireless does. They charge you a lot, we charge you a little. So naturally, when they announced they'd be raising their prices due to inflation, we decided to deflate our prices due to not hating you. That's right. We're cutting the price of Mint Unlimited from $30 a month to just $15 a month. Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month slows. Full terms at mintmobile.com.
Hold up. What was that? Boring. No flavor. That was as bad as those leftovers you ate all week. Keke Palmer here. And it's time to say hello to something fresh and guilt-free. HelloFresh. Jazz up dinner with pecan-crusted chicken or garlic butter shrimp scampi. Now that's music to my mouth. HelloFresh. Let's get this dinner party started. Discover all the delicious possibilities at HelloFresh.com.
What's the biggest hurdle you've had to overcome since running the business?
Definitely leading people. I feel like we've touched on that a little bit. Yeah. But before I started StyleRunner, never really had led a team. I was a really kind of self-starter. It just, you know, jumped in there and got work done. And I heard that what ends up happening is we treat people the way that we like to be treated or managed. And so because I didn't need much direction and much face time, you know, give me what my goal is and I'll go away and kind of do it, I kind of expected that of the whole team. And I learned at some point that they kind of felt a little bit unsupported and they wanted more me time. And that's where I got into that DISC analysis or the Dove version, where I really learned that different types of people need different types of management. And so I had to make myself more available, which is something I'd never done. And other people don't. They're like me and they're kind of, you know, happy to have high level goals and, you know, kind of be set free. But I've had to learn so much about managing different types of people. And the hardest part, of course, is when you've got to deal with conflict or things not going well. So having those tough conversations really, really, you know, I like to keep the peace. So that was a really tough thing for me to have to learn. But now with the experience, I think, of the last few years, what I can say is you just got to do it straight away. Don't let that stuff fester.
How, in personal and professional, how do you go about tough conversations?
So the first thing I do is I set expectations up front. More so, I guess, in the professional sense. Not like I make a new friend and say, right, here are my expectations.
Although that probably wouldn't be the worst thing in the world.
Yeah, it's not a bad idea.
I'm looking for a catch-up once every fortnight.
Exactly.
I like yoga. Are you up for it?
And when you say, I miss you, let's catch up, actually mean it, please.
But you know, in the professional sense, I set expectations up front, and a lot of that now is around our culture. You know, so if we have things like, you know, one team, one dream, etc., and that means that, you know, we manage conflict respectfully, etc. We're able to have, you know, professional debate without being, you know, taking it personally, etc. You know, so you set all of those kind of ground rules at the beginning, even during the recruitment process. And then when things go wrong, I immediately can pull them aside and say, we talked about this before you came on board. It's really important for us here that we have a, you know, really close-knit team and that we're working together. what I'm seeing is this behavior is not living up to that. Mm. But you're made aware of it. You know, are you understanding why it's important and why we can't let that go on? Mm. So for me, it's really learn what you want, set those expectations up front. And the minute someone strays from it, you have the grounds to be able to say that's not really cool.
Mm. How's your personal life been affected, good or bad, since becoming your own boss?
Oh, my God. There's a huge amount of sacrifice, especially in those first few years. You have really very little time for anything, even like family birthdays. It sounds terrible, like it's that bad. You know, it could be, you know, your brother-in-law's birthday or something or other, and you can't make it because you're working on this, you know, epic deck that could be a game changer for your business and that you need to remain sustainable, etc. So you've had to definitely the first few years give up a lot of my social life, but it's always short term, and I always knew it would be. I knew I was making a sacrifice. And now I have kind of like, I've got a team leader for every department. And so it's their responsibility now. And I can step away a bit more and, you know, be there kind of to guide them. But I don't have to be that person that is there, you know, really late. And ironically, it even took a toll on my active life. So I started Style Runner because I was absolutely obsessed with Bikram yoga and I loved it and it was the best thing I did. And then I started Style Runner and I had no time to work out. So it was, again, a short-term sacrifice, but really
How long? Like what's short? What was short-term?
I would say for the first year, like we were honestly working, you know, sort of 18 to 20 hour days, like running on adrenaline, as in I could definitely not repeat it if I tried. It was, you know, sleeping in the office and back up after 4 or 5 hours sleep. So
do you think that's the only way you can get something off the ground? It's interesting. A lot of people, not necessarily 18 hour days, but gave up our life to do regional radio. So you literally live away in tiny little areas on breakfast radio hours, and it can lead a lot of people to depression, really, if you look at it. And I've been asked if I would do it again, and I don't think I would. But I've often wondered if there's ways to get to these big goals that I suppose are hard to achieve, or places and like yourself, businesses that, you know, that do thrive like yours has. Do you think you can get to that place without it being so aggressive in those early stages?
I'd like to think that it is getting better, but I think look for the biggest things. You know, the bigger the reward, the more you've got to put in. Mm. You know, so if you're potentially starting a new venture that could be incredibly successful, it's probably going to take a lot more hard work to prove out all the things you need to do. You know, it's high risk as well, high risk, high reward, and that takes a lot. If you're building out something that's smaller, it's probably a way to be able to do that more sustainably, and not everyone needs to go to that crazy extent that, you know, we kind of started Star Runner with, or, you know, that a lot of people are doing. So I guess I would like to think that in today's day and age, we are all a lot more aware of the impact, because I think it's not sustainable, and I'm such a big advocate now for sleep and getting enough sleep. Such an impact. Ariana Huffington, 100%. I'm so, so glad that she's made that whole topic, you know, really so much more public and acceptable, because it's not good for you long term. And it affects your emotions and affects your mental health. And that's a whole nother topic. So I think that today people need to make that decision for themselves, you know. Am I going into this? Am I looking after myself at the same time?
Mm. Online's amazing in that, I mean, you can build, well, we have, both of us, built entire brands and followings and businesses through the power of social media. But do you think running the show has a glossier look on Instagram than in reality it actually has?
Oh, 100%. Like, there is just so much stuff that, you know, is not it's not very pretty. I couldn't take a photo of it. You know, it's like oily hair.
What do you think is the number one unknown reality?
The things that we have to do, like, you know, I personally am rolling up my sleeves and, you know, carting boxes and, you know, in the warehouse, or, you know, moving, lugging things between, you know, office and storage facilities, things like that. It's the, you know, you don't have additional resources to be doing everything you want, so all of the dirty jobs you end up doing as well. And I think people think I just sit behind a, you know, nice cushy chair and dish out little roles to all of the team members, but actually the least glamorous stuff I'm probably chipping in with. I think it's important
for everyone else to witness you doing that.
Yeah.
And I guess the other question about personal life is, what would be your advice if you would go back again and look at, I suppose, having that, I suppose you didn't say these words, but that lack of balance, would you change anything? Would you try and do it differently? Or perhaps you wouldn't do it differently, but you might recommend to somebody starting a business that they could keep something in mind that you wish someone had have mentioned to you?
Yeah. So ironically, when I said I had to give up activities and, you know, exercise short term, it's the thing that I now get the most sanity from. And, you know, hopefully I would have, if I could have gone back, I would have tried to make that. You just schedule it in first, basically. Right now, I could equally say I'm too busy to get my workouts in. But instead, what I do is I put them into my diary, just like a meeting. They're in there and I don't break them just as I wouldn't a meeting. And they give you more energy. They make you feel better. It's so good for your mental health. So I would do that differently if I could. I'd just tell people, make sure you are exercising, whatever that is for you, if it's a run or if it's maybe even meditating, whatever it is that is good for your kind of mental health. It's so important that you invest in that, because it is, you know, a really hard slog and you need to be aware that it can take its toll. Sure.
If you are loving what you hear, please feel free, and we would love it for you to drop us a rating or review to let everybody else know that you're a fan, Stan.
Yeah, it really helps. Subscribe. All the apps will pop up in your phone, whether it be iTunes, Spotify, or you can stream at thethinkergirls.com.au.
And we'll hang on our socials all week to have more of these conversations. See you for now.
Bye.
Bye. And I are regulars on Sunrise.
Yeah, girl, it's the best. And we bring you guys along with us, our posse, every single week just by joining our Insta story.
Yes, from the taxi ride there to the makeup chair and selfies with other amazing, talented Sunrise guests, we share it all.
Yeah, make sure you head to the Thinker Girls on Insta and check out the updates every single Tuesday and Wednesday. We'll catch you there.
Ever catch yourself eating the same flavorless dinner 3 days in a row? Dreaming of something better? Well, HelloFresh is your guilt-free dream come true, baby. It's me, Keke Palmer. Let's wake up those taste buds with hot, juicy pecan-crusted chicken or garlic-butter shrimp scampi. Mm. HelloFresh. Stop dreaming of all the delicious possibilities and dig in at HelloFresh.com. Let's get this dinner party started.